Chapter 11. Scales of deceit are hated by the Lord, but a true weight is his delight. When pride comes, there comes shame, but wisdom is with the quiet in spirit. The righteousness of the upright will be their guide, but the twisted ways of the false will be their destruction. Wealth is of no profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness keeps a man safe from death. The righteousness of the good man will make his way straight, but the sin of the evildoer will be the cause of his fall. The righteousness of the upright will be their salvation, but the false will themselves be taken in their evil designs. At the death of an upright man his hope does not come to an end, but the hope of the evildoer comes to destruction. The upright man is taken out of trouble, and in his place comes the sinner. With his mouth the evil man sends destruction on his neighbor, but through knowledge the upright are taken out of trouble. When things go well for the upright man, all the town is glad. At the death of sinners, there are cries of joy. By the blessing of the upright man the town is made great, but it is overturned by the mouth of the evildoer. He who has a poor opinion of his neighbor has no sense, but a wise man keeps quiet. He who goes about talking of others makes secrets public, but the true-hearted man keeps things covered. When there is no helping suggestion the people will have a fall, but with a number of wise guides they will be safe. He who makes himself responsible for a strange man will undergo much loss, but the hater of such undertakings will be safe. A woman who is full of grace is honored, but a woman hating righteousness is a seat of shame. Those hating work will undergo loss, but the strong keep their wealth. The man who has mercy will be rewarded, but the cruel man is the cause of trouble to himself. The sinner gets the payment of deceit, but his reward is certain who puts in the seed of righteousness. So righteousness gives life, but he who goes after evil gets death for himself. The uncontrolled are hated by the Lord, but those whose ways are without terror are his delight. Certainly the evildoer will not go free from punishment, but the seed of the upright man will be safe. Like a ring of gold in the nose of a pig, is a beautiful woman who has no sense. The desire of the upright man is only for good, but wrath is weeping for the evildoer. A man may give freely, and still his wealth will be increased, and another may keep back more than is right, but only comes to be in need. He who gives blessing will be made fat, but the curser will himself be cursed. He who keeps back grain will be cursed by the people, but a blessing will be on the head of him who lets them have it for a price. He who, with all his heart, goes after what is good is searching for grace, but he who is looking for trouble will get it. He who puts his faith in wealth will come to nothing, but the upright man will be full of growth like the green leaf. The troubler of his house will have the wind for his heritage, and the foolish will be servant to the wise-hearted. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, but violent behavior takes away souls. If the upright man is rewarded on earth, how much more the evildoer and the sinner?